This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Twins are on the field this hour, taking on the Braves in Northport. Minnesota's 4-10-1 so far this spring. They beat Philadelphia yesterday, though, 7-6. The Wild return home tomorrow night. They entertain Utah at Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul. Minnesota netminder Jesper Wallstedt had a nice game yesterday against Colorado, albeit in a 3-2 shootout loss. He says it's also nice getting past the trade deadline, where he heard his name attached to some rumors, and now he's ready to close the season strong with Minnesota.
It's nice to get that done there and passed. You never know. It's my first year in the league, and then you get tossed. You hear that type of stuff, and obviously you're eating it. And I think in the back of the mind, I wouldn't say scared, but you're aware that something could happen. And obviously, I love it, and I want to play here. So very, very happy that that's done, and now we look forward to the rest of the season.
Tomorrow's game is set for a 7 o'clock face-off. The Wolves are at the Lakers tomorrow night for late-night NBA hoops at 10 o'clock tip time Minnesota time. The Wolves saw a 5-game winning streak halted with a surprisingly unimpressive 119-102 home loss to Orlando on Saturday afternoon at the Target Center. Wolves head coach Chris Finch says the offense was too inconsistent in that one.
Couldn't make a shot, really. You know, I thought when we had the lead, I thought we just lost our kind of composure offensively. We were getting okay shots. I thought we rushed those a little bit. We were kind of wild in transition. You know, we needed to calm down and convert a couple of those.
Calming down would have been the key.
We kept looking for, like, home run plays and, you know, shortcuts and stuff like that. And then at the other end, you know, a couple cheap fouls and, you know, kind of gave them easy offense when we had easy offense that we couldn't convert.
This is MNN Sports.